In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. The fate of a ceasefire proposal in Gaza, first put forward last week by U.S. President Joe Biden, that would halt fighting, increase humanitarian aid, and set free some hostages held by Hamas, remains uncertain Tuesday. With Hamas yet to respond to the proposal, Israeli officials questioning some of the details, and the U.S. seeking U.N. Security Council support for the deal's acceptance and implementation. Qatar, one of the nations mediating the Gaza ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas, stressed Tuesday there should be a clear position from both parties to reach a ceasefire deal. At a news conference in Doha, Qatari Foreign Ministry spokesman Mahad El Ansari said they're still waiting for that response from both sides.
We have called on both parties, Israel and Hamas, to deal positively with the principles outlined by President Biden, and it is something that we are working with both sides right now, and we are using our leverage as a mediator, meaning in the mediation, on the mediation table itself, to make sure that both sides understand the gravity of the situation and the need to reach an agreement.
Before God, we spread our mourning, and before God, we share our memories of Alexei Navalny.
Activist and wife of late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, Yulia Navalny, Tuesday attended a memorial service in Berlin held in honor of her late husband. The church service was held on the day Alexei Navalny would have turned 48 years old. His widow, Yulia Navalny, continues his work as an opposition figure in Russia, advocating for free speech. Alexei Navalny, Putin's most prominent domestic critic, died in February in an Arctic prison. Russian authorities, who have outlawed Navalny's movement as saying he was an extremist, said he died of natural causes. His followers believe he was killed by the authorities, which the Kremlin denies. More on this and all the stories we're covering today can be found on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nigeria's two biggest labor unions